In a news update for June the 17th, 2022, on this Friday morning edition, part 5, continuing on with the Alex Jones Hour 3 into 4 show. So let's continue with the news being broadcast on XM, FM, and all across podcasting networks, where you can find us on Spotify, Stitcher. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Pocket FM, Pocket Cast, and Google Cast, and many, many more. All you have to do is put in case you missed your show, on either the radio or on XM Radio, channel 130, where you can hear our pre-taped show there, with ads, of course, on there. But if you don't catch it, you can catch it here on our podcast. The name of our podcast is Top Headlines, National and International News Stories. That's how you write it, folks. If you'd like to show your support and sharing the cause for freedom and for the war of information, uncensored content being shared where you won't hear it much anywhere else unless you go to band.video or go to these other sites. We just bring them all to you and put them back to back, uncensored and commercial free, as not as much commercials at all as possible, so you can hear the full shows as they originally aired, being broadcast a day later. All right, so I hope you enjoy what you're hearing. Please help support and share in the liberty and freedom movement of New Under Church of Christ Online Ministries, or, of course, you can help also within the news update as well, network as well, what we do here on the Freedom Network, and raising our money to meet the deficit we have of $1,600. We need $800 from June and $800 for May, because we lost two sponsors in May, and that's what's caused this deficit. I wasn't in debt until now, so I'm asking for your help, and I hope some true people will come forward. If you are that one of these, are these people that we're looking for to help us with this at this time, just simply call area code 252-833-9067 and make that credit or debit card donation. It's a win-win for us and win-win for you, because you're helping spread the cause of the war on freedom and information to people. That's hard to get around the world as well as here in the U.S. And also, it's a tax write-off for you that you can take off your taxes. All right, so it is a win-win. So thank you for helping us in advance. Let's get back to the news as it unfolds right before our eyes with Mr. Schroeder in the house. I'm your guest host here from the Freedom Network, the true Sebastian, one of the last ones left of freedom. Let's get to it, folks. Hour 3, continuing.
Here he is begging for more money. I mean, this guy is just a rat. This is just a criminal rat, a money-grubbing rat. And so here he is in clip 2 with COVID, begging for more money.
I'm anxious to do the basic clinical and translational research to develop the countermeasures that we have so successfully been part of that process to get us the vaccines, therapeutics, and diagnostics. As you mentioned in your opening statement, this virus is changing, and we need to keep up with it. In order to do that, we've got to do better with new vaccine platforms, such as nanoparticle vaccines. We cannot proceed with that unless we get additional funding. Importantly, we need to both prevent infection and transmission. We know that we cannot do that unless we get a highly effective mucosal or intranasal vaccine. We have a number of projects that will not be able to be funded unless we do get new resources to continue these funding. These are challenges that we have that I believe will be letting the American people down if we do not use our scientific capabilities to meet the next challenge of this ever-changing virus.
What about God's capabilities?
You know what I would do?
COVID-19.
If I was trying to catch a rat criminal like Fauci, and this should have been done already, so it's probably too late anyway. But you know what? I would actually say, okay, you know what? Let's release those funds. Let's give those funds to Fauci or wherever he says they're going to, and let's follow that money. How much you want to bet some of that money ends up in Fauci's pocket?
I bet it does.
Boy, oh boy, I feel pretty confident. I feel pretty strongly that somehow all these fundings and money initiatives end up in Fauci's pocket. How did that rat bastard get so rich? Remember the story that came out how basically the NIH or whatever government bureaucracy he was working with was getting hundreds of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars for quote unquote special projects. And when transparency groups requested that the allocation of those monies and where those monies went to be made transparent and reported on, they said, No, thank you. We will keep it secret. We will keep our money secret. Yes, I am Anthony Fauci. I am the highest paid government employee. I've been stealing money from you for decades. I get hundreds of billions of dollars in special projects, and I put it all right back in my own little pocket. I'm very rich and powerful, don't you know? I'm Fauci. So he's there begging for more money. We need more vaccines. Oh, the vaccine that you said would be safe and effective and was neither safe or effective, and now he's up there begging for more money? Who would give that rat criminal liar a dime?
It's not effective the way they said it was effective.
Democrats. That's who. And I'm sure they will fund whatever project Fauci wants to work on next.
I'm sure they got it from Bill Gates anyway.
Wow. So there he is, folks. He promised you if you get the vaccine, you won't get COVID. He claims to have had four of them, and now he has COVID. Not even wearing a mask. Wow. Spreading COVID all over the planet, too.
Wow. Isn't that awesome?
Yes, one thing liberals hate is looking into the mirror. It angers them. Very much so. Two things, if you want to anger a liberal, two things you can do. Tell them the truth or put a mirror in front of their face. Two things that anger the liberals like nothing else. And of course, that's why they're trying to censor libs of TikTok, because libs of TikTok is just a mirror of themselves. But boy, oh boy, they are really obsessed with grooming children. It is really an odd thing. So I've got a bunch of these clips from Biden yesterday at a child grooming White House event. But let's look at some of the news first here. Breaking: Biden to ban conversion therapy for gender identity. Now, folks, I have to tell you here, this is all really confusing to me, and I'm not trying to make a joke. I'm being serious, and it's meant to be that way. But it's so nonsensical, it's so confusing, it's straight up clown world behavior here. And so my best understanding, because I read the bill, or the executive order rather, I read the EO and I read this story, and it still makes no sense to me. Of course not. Men can be women, women can be men, you can be a man, woman, man, child, bear, pig. I mean, it's just total insanity. Kids having multiple transgender surgeries or reverse surgeries, So my understanding is basically that Biden wants to make it illegal to have what they call conversion therapy. And again, I'm not trying to be funny here. None of this makes any sense, folks. You can go read the executive order. You can read this story in the Postmillennial. I mean, it just scrambles your brain. And that's the whole point. Imagine what it's going to do to children. But my best understanding is that Biden is making it illegal to have therapies or interventions that would stop a child from having transgender surgery. Or like if a child says, hey, a five-year-old says, hey, it's a girl, and says, oh, I'm a boy, I want to be a boy, you know, give me top surgery, and it becomes a serious psychological problem with this mental disorder, you can take them to conversion therapy just so that they understand, no, you're a girl, that's what you are. Or vice versa, whatever the case is. So that's basically, so Biden is making it illegal, or even with gay, like, gay homosexual conversion therapy, like, you know, get you straight again or something like that. Like, he signed an executive order making all of that illegal. Again, it's my best understanding. You can try to read it for yourself. It might as well be in another language, because it is. There's men and there's women, and that's it. They start throwing all these other things in there, so it gets confusing. But this is from the Postmillennial story I quote directly, and they're quoting from the bill or the executive order. Biden told parents across America to affirm their children, meaning that should a child claim to be what they are not, parents should nod affirmatively and sign them up for irrevocable courses of medical treatment that will prevent them from living a full life. So in other words, force your kid to be transgender if they even hit, like a girl wears a basketball jersey or something. This new order states that so-called conversion therapy must be banned across the country. So in other words, but it's not just that. If you try to stop your child from having sexual reassignment surgery, you're now the criminal. Or if you're a school or a psychologist or anybody that's trying to do this, whether it's homosexuality or transsex or any of this other stuff, this executive order makes that illegal. What?
They shouldn't have the right to do any of that.
The executive order is intended to mark Pride Month and will prevent so-called conversion therapy with a historic initiative to protect children from the harmful practice. That's a quote from the executive order. The harmful practice of not chopping their genitals up. The harmful practice of not chopping a little boy's penis off. The harmful practice of not mutilating a little girl's genitals. That harmful practice. You want to stop kids from having their genitals chopped up. This executive order now labels you a criminal. As well as safeguarding health care and programs designed to prevent youth suicide. So, in other words, you have a higher likelihood of committing suicide if you are in the transgender community. And they say by doing this, they're going to decrease suicide. So by putting people into the group that has the highest rate of suicide, they're planning on decreasing suicide. Again, folks, none of it makes sense. I'm trying my best to make sense of this for you. It's just more sexual deviancy, more grooming of the children, more perverted pedophilia. This sweeping executive order requiring federal agencies to comply will issue guidance to states on gender affirmation, which the president believes is essential to protect children. Chopping up little boys and girls' genitals is essential to protecting children, says Joe Biden. You cannot make this stuff up. Here's some of the quotes from his event, his Pride event at the White House yesterday. Guys, just roll me clips 9 through 11.
Violent attacks on community, including ongoing attacks on transgender women of color.
Mush mouth here. He's got marbles in his mouth.
Because the attacks are more than ever last year, and they're on pace again this year.
What?
Disgusting.
What does that even mean?
They have to stop.
What is he talking about?
Right now, there are young people sitting in their bedroom, doors closed, silent, scrolling through social media. Dude,
you know what? Turn him off. I can't take this creep, man. I don't want to hear Joe Biden fantasizing about little kids in bed, okay? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't want to listen to Mushmouth anymore. This guy sounds like he's got marble in his mouth. He's up there fantasizing about kids in bed. I mean, what a sick freak. Here he is. Guys, give me clip 10 quickly. Here he is fumbling through. I mean, I don't blame LGBTQIA, Niner, 69, Topeka, Washington, Blue 16, Hut Hut Hike, plus sexual agenda. Here he is fumbling that.
Let me say, as Commander-in-Chief, I'm proud to have ended the un-American ban on transgender Americans serving in our military.
Oh, my God. I mean, honestly, guys, you know, bring me a...
Just last week, the Department of Defense...
That's good. Bring me a bag of marbles, and I'll put them in my mouth and see if I can sound like Joe Biden. And then here's the First Lady. She's a complete embarrassment. She had to get a little word in here, too, in clip 11.
In places across the country, like Florida, Texas, or Alabama, rights are under attack.
Oh.
And we know that in small towns and big cities, prejudice and discrimination still lurk.
Uh-huh. I see. Okay. Oh, boy. Man, these people. When will we not have to deal with these demons anymore? Maybe never. Michigan Attorney General says drag queens make everything better. Suggest a drag queen for every school. Oh, that's nice. Your local pedophile now works at the school and gets special access to children. That's a Democrat Party policy there. How's that going to go? How about this one? Idaho police investigating drag queen who may have exposed genitals to children at local LGBT event. No, not may have.
Yeah, he really did.
And this isn't the first time, it's not the second time, it's not the third time, it's the fourth time that I've seen on camera alone. It's the fourth time I've seen a male drag queen flash trouser snake to young kids at a pride event. I've seen it on camera four times myself. Hey, what we need to put that in every school, said the pedophile Democrats. This is how you respond. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene announces she is introducing a bill to make it illegal for children to be exposed to drag queen performances. Similar bill in Texas. This is what That's you do. Good. Make Democrats defend this publicly. Make Democrats publicly defend their pedophilia. Make Democrats publicly defend their sexual perversions. Put this out in the public. They hate you looking at the Libs of TikTok account because it shows you what the left is up to. So let's make the left defend it on a national stage. Good for Marjorie Taylor Greene. Electronic sniffing dog helps in pedophile arrest in Mexico. Yeah, this minor attracted person activist from Europe was down in Mexico City, and they were able to find him. You know, it's because they say it's minor attracted persons now. You need to respect them. And this dog found them. Can you imagine if this dog was in the Biden house? He'd probably be going crazy.
In the 1800s, there were...
And now the end is near. And so
you know, there's been an awful lot of talk about extremist behavior here. Curtain. And it's funny because we're ignoring the actual violent extremists. And Democrats are just going after their political opposition. But, of course, that's what the terrorists would do. And that's the Democrat Party, the largest terror group in the history of this country. It continues to operate. And it will continue to be that until it is shut down. So they are ready to riot, burn, loot, plunder, assault. If their Roe vs. Wade decision comes down at any time, they are just ready to go. The Democrats have their terrorists out in the streets ready to burn, loot, riot, steal, assault, burn churches, burn pregnancy centers. And it's an odd thing because what is the complaint? That they can't kill their baby anymore. Which is duly odd because, one, 99% of these women are not going to have an abortion, so it doesn't affect them at all. And then two, this decision does not ban abortions or make abortions illegal in America. So the two things they think they're protesting, neither exists. Typical liberal dumbasses.
That's it.
But no, they are, actually they were in front of Kavanaugh's house last night, again, in front of Kavanaugh's house. And they have posted two groups in D.C., actually, two groups in D.C. right now getting ready to riot. If they think they can't kill their babies anymore. And that's Shutdown DC. Boy, with a name like Shutdown DC, you think the Democrats would be crying insurrection. They're not. Because it's their people. It's their terrorist groups. And then you have Jane's Revenge, which is openly making statements, openly publishing addresses, openly encouraging violence to pregnancy centers. I've got the full statement right here that they're posting all over the streets of D.C. and other areas where they operate. Full statement from Jane's Revenge announcing that it's open season on pro-life pregnancy centers. Future measures may not come in the form of something so easily cleaned up as fire and graffiti, the terrorist group threatens. Anything from the FBI? Anything from the Department of Homeland Security? Yeah, in fact, guys, do we have a... It is the liberal summer of rage, after all. And so here we are once again covering the liberal summer of rage. Liberal summer of rage. Ah, yes, the liberal summer of rage. And so they're openly saying, we're going to burn pregnancy centers. We're going to burn churches. Here's our targets. Here's our address. We're burning them to the ground. And we might do worse. Nothing from the FBI, nothing from the Department of Homeland Security. It's encouraged, in fact, by the Democrat Party. They've already firebombed more than 10 pregnancy centers since the leak, since the Supreme Court leak, which we still don't have the leaker. Why not? Because the leaker's a Democrat. Far-left pro-abortion group Jane's Revenge issues terroristic threat against pro-life pregnancy centers, and it's ignored by the media. It's ignored by the Democrats. It's ignored by the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security because they're all in it. They're all part of the same terrorist group. It's called the Democrat Party. Jane's Revenge, Shutdown DC, Weather Underground, these are all just offshoots of the larger terror group, the Democrat Party. Pro-abortion group claims responsibility for recent attacks. Again, they don't even hide it. They post it right there. They put it on the buildings that they burned to the ground and vandalized. They put Jane's Revenge on there. Anybody investigating that? Any hearings on that? Anything on that domestic terror group? No. They're Democrats. They're allowed to do it. And you know, what is with white liberals that love to make black people commit crimes in their agenda? Have you noticed that? White liberals love to put black people on the front lines. White liberals love to have black people commit crimes for them. Have you ever noticed that? I don't know why white liberals love using black people to commit crimes so much, but they do. They really do. And so that's why they're trying to drum up hatred right now in the black community, and anger if they can't have abortions. And so here was the story from a Florida source. Actually, it's in Tennessee, but it's TampaBay.com. Stakes high for black women in states that could ban abortion. Well, what? Why would the stakes be high for black women? Well, because the vast majority of abortions in this country are black women's abortions, black babies being aborted. That was the entire purpose of Planned Parenthood, was to eliminate the black population. Just ask Margaret Sanger. The entire operational agenda of Planned Parenthood was to eliminate the black population in America, and they've done a great job of it. 40 million black babies murdered by Planned Parenthood, so it's done a good job. But they say, oh, so that's a bad thing that black babies aren't going to be murdered by their mothers anymore. And they're all worried about this Dobbs versus Jackson's Women Health Organization, this Mississippi case they think is going to be the kind of the crutch of the whole thing. But no, this is Democrats trying to rile up black people to get out in the streets and commit crimes for them again. White liberals riling up black people to go out in the streets and commit crimes for them. Really amazing stuff. Supreme Court rifts divide abortion views in Mississippi. Yeah, they're making it all about that case. Abortion, this one, oh, this is hilarious, folks. This is, oh my gosh. This is from Bloomberg. I had a good laugh at this last night, let me tell you. Abortion care workers, abortion care. Don't you love care? What care? No, it's abortion. But see, they know abortion is murder, so now they're trying to murder care. Murder care workers. Care. They love throwing the care. They have their little words that they try to gloss over what they're really up to. It's murder, so they call it abortion care. You know, murder sounds really bad. Most people don't like murder. It's not really good. It's not really going over well in our think groups and our think tanks. What can we do? We can't call it murder, so what should we call it? Let's call it abortion care. Brilliant. Brilliant strategy. Abortion care. Abortion care workers look to unionize. Oh. As Roe decision approaches. Now this, folks, it gets better. Employees at abortion clinics are dealing with burnout. They're burnt out. They've committed so many murders, they're burnt out. And exhaustion, just as reproductive rights in the U.S. are hanging by a thread. Wait a second, hold on. Whoa. I'm confused here. You're suffering from burnout and exhaustion, but you're complaining that there's no abortions happening anymore. You're complaining that you work too much, and so therefore you want more abortions? I'm just trying to, this is their logic. And so they're unionizing so they can have more abortions? What? They're burnt out because they've had so many abortions, even though they're complaining that there's not enough abortions, and they're afraid that there might not be any more abortions, but they're complaining about how they're tired of so many abortions? I don't have it, folks. I don't have this logic. It's liberal logic. You try to make sense of it, but there it is. So murder workers, excuse me, abortion care workers are burnt out from working so much with the abortions, so they're unionizing so there can be more abortions. I tell you, more liberal summer of rage. Boston BDS map of Jewish groups has potential to incite violence. Yeah, it's the pro-Palestine left that hates Jews and Israel. It's funny because you have the anti-Israel left and the anti-Israel right. The anti-Israel right doesn't like Israel's influence in the West and doesn't like the Jewish influence in a Christian nation. The anti-Israel left just hates Israel, hates Jews, and wants to see it burned to the ground and is pro-Palestine. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, radicals in Wisconsin vandalized site of Tuesday night's fundraiser for GOP candidate. Oh, more.
If you could give me a time machine to go back to January 20, 2021, we would just do the opposite of what Biden has done, and we'd be in a better spot. No, I mean, I really think he's got a lot of chutzpah to attack energy producers when he campaigned saying he was going to shut down energy production in the United States. He said, we're not going to let them drill. We're not going to give leases. We're not going to do any of that. And so then he comes in, he puts really negative policies to try to kneecap American energy production. And of course, that's been a huge driver as to why we now have gas higher than we have ever seen it before in my lifetime in this country. And so he has facilitated this, and I think that's had a huge impact on overall inflation.
Ron DeSantis telling it like it is. Telling it like it is. And Elon Musk came out and basically said he'd like to see Ron DeSantis run for president. He'd vote for him. Elon Musk also was proud of voting for Myra Flores on her recent election victory. And this has the left in an absolute uproar. But we'll have more on that coming up. But the Democrats, Joe Biden, they are intentionally collapsing the U.S. They are intentionally sabotaging our energy. It's an operation from within to destroy our great country. And I hope they don't succeed.
Hope they don't either.
Of course, I hope they don't succeed. But you've noticed some of the signs and the symptoms of this right now with the record high gas prices, the grocery bill going up, the energy bill going up, all these other factors. And so people are looking and they're realizing, wow, this is actually a lot worse than I thought it would be. Biden is a bigger disaster than I thought he would be. And so they're trying to make plans, if you will, for the future, just not knowing what might come. And so a lot more people are realizing, boy, I should probably have an emergency food supply, considering that under Joe Biden, this country might turn into a third world hellhole like Venezuela. I should probably at least have some emergency food. So we see this demand. We see this necessity rising. We see this awareness, and we are answering the bell at preparetoday.com. Preparetoday.com is the website, and it's the one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods and prepare. And part of this disaster is the wide-open southern border, where the Democrats continue to facilitate an invasion by the tens of thousands every day and by the multi-millions every year. Allie Bradley is down there reporting at the border. She has some latest photos now. They're renting nice, beautiful, big private buses paid for by the taxpayer to shuttle the illegal immigrants all over the country wherever they may want to go. You're paying for the whole thing. You're paying for your own invasion. It's really an unbelievable thing, actually. It's kind of hard to even believe this is going on, but it is. It's so outrageous. The local NGOs are feeling the influx of migrants. Valverde Border Humanitarian Coalition in Del Rio had a little help Monday. 3 charter buses, 3 DC buses, 3 shuttle buses, 2 Greyhound buses, 1 great out-of-town volunteer group. And, they have so many illegal immigrants coming in, they don't know what to do with them. Yeah, they can fly them around the country. Yeah, they can put them up in hotels, but they're running out of space in the hotels. They've already filled up all the local Catholic charity groups' buildings. They can't fit any more there. They filled up all the hotels in the southern Texas counties. And flying is a bear right now. Flying's a pain in the butt, so they can't really fly them anywhere. So they're just getting them nice private buses to fly them wherever they want now. To drive them wherever they want now. I'm at a loss on this one. I cannot understand how this is going on. There's something real sinister behind this, folks. I mean, we have an idea, I think, of what's going on, and we know the agenda. But I'm telling you, this is so out of control, and the lack of response, the lack of accountability, the lack of urgency when it comes to the invasion at the southern border. This is everyone involved in this? Seriously, like, is everyone involved in this? Is everyone making money off of this wide open southern border? I can't fathom how I can sit here every day and play hours of footage of tens of thousands of illegal immigrants pouring over the southern border. All paid for, all organized, all orchestrated. How is that even possible? How can that, where in the hell does that even go on? When has that even happened in world history? I'm at a loss, folks. I cannot fathom how this is really going on. And we just sit here and take it? I mean, this would be like if somebody came up to you with like a butcher's knife or a steak knife and stabbed you right in the side of your body and you just had a gaping wound bleeding out. Someone said, hey, you got a gaping wound there. And you said, oh, really? Where's that? And you looked at it. And then you said, hey, maybe I should open it up a little wider. Maybe. Maybe you think you can help me open this up a little wider? And then the person he's saying that to says, yeah, actually, I will help. Let me stab you again, actually. Wait, what? Like, how is this even? It's insane, man. The southern border situation is insane. Insane. Three U.S. women had fentanyl hidden inside their bodies, Border Patrol says. So, yeah, the continuation of the deadly fentanyl drug that killed George Floyd. I mean, my brother, George. My brother, George Floyd, killed by the fentanyl. Killed by the open border. George Floyd. Can you believe that? I mean, obviously liberals know that. They rioted for an entire summer because George Floyd was killed by the fentanyl overdose. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm mistaking. That was Democrat terrorism because they hate police. I'm sorry. I get them confused. I thought they were rational for a second. No, they don't care about George Floyd dying from a drug overdose. That doesn't really help them. That doesn't really fit their agenda. That doesn't really add fuel to their rage. But a policeman killing George Floyd? Ooh, now that they can get behind. They hate the police, so the anti-police agenda, that works. The police officer who happened to be white, they hate white people, so okay, that works for their anti-white agenda as well. So this is all going good for them. And now they can blame an unarmed black man's death on a white police officer? Ching, 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 baby. Money, money, money. Let's go. Burn, loot, riot, do it all. But, oh, if it's George Floyd dies from fentanyl overdose, well, that really doesn't help them, does it? There's no agenda there. Fentanyl comes from the wide open southern border that they love so much. A black man dying from a drug overdose, they don't want that. Jeez. And what happens? The human trafficking, multiple victims of human trafficking operation rescued in Akron, Ohio. You think they were bussed up there? Bussed up there in a Greyhound to be sex slaves with the open border? Well, this one slipped through the cracks, but the crew had my back. Freeport LNG not to resume full operations until late 2022 after fire at facility. Oh, wow. Another fire burns down an important facility in America. So now it's not just the food sector or the fertilizer sector, but the energy sector as well. Very nice. Very good. Fire burns it down. All right. Everything collapsing in Biden's America. Everything collapsing. And how are those vaccines going for you? Not so well. Not so good. Representative Maxine Waters tests positive for COVID for second time this year.
Wow.
Hmm.
It's on a roll.
It's almost like that vaccine reset your immune system and now you don't have one.
Right.
Maybe that's why she was all bug-eyed. A bug-eyed freak in that TV interview. What a psychotic maniac. Maxine Waters. Look out.
Maxine Waters probably.
You see her on the streets, folks?
Because I've seen people like that with a whole lot of medicine.
And remember, who pays for these cowboys? I mean, this woman is just a dingbat lunatic. Claiming that Border Patrol is whipping people. Well, okay. All right, Maxine, how's that vaccine working for you? Maxine vaccine, COVID, two times in a year. FDA advisors recommend emergency authorization for Moderna's COVID-19 shot in young kids. 6 months to 5 years. They got to get those young kids blood clotted up. They got to clog up those young kids' arteries. They got to give those young kids a little Guillain-Barré. It's not all for Justin and Hailey Bieber. After all, you can suffer from blood clots and face paralysis, too. Give your kid a COVID vaccine shot today. But, so it's amazing that we can't figure out what's going on. All these anomalies directly tied into the vaccine. Here's another one. This is, folks, this is just, it's really sad, actually. It's really sad this is being done to children. And, you know, I have an instinct to protect innocent children. And it's something that I can't even really avoid, whether it's abortion or whether it's with this vaccine stuff, because I can understand the argument, the perspective. I can fully comprehend and understand of the people that would say, hey, let them do it. People want to kill their kids. People want to shoot their kids up with poison. Let them do it, man. Let them do it. None of your business. But while I understand that, I can't help my instinct to protect innocent children. So this breaks my heart. Children are being infected with up to three viruses at a time because COVID measures have worn down their immune systems and made them vulnerable to illnesses usually only caught in winter. Health experts across the United States have told the Washington Post that they are seeing children with multiple viral infections at once. As the weather warms, doctors usually see a decrease in the prevalence of influenza and other viruses associated with the common cold. Now some children are arriving at their doctor's office with three viral infections at the same time. Experts believe that it is a result of COVID pandemic policies. Yeah, the vaccine, which meant children were not exposed to the normal array of viruses. Well, whether it's the vaccines killing their immune system, which we know is going on, or the COVID measures that kept kids locked inside for a year so they didn't have a strong immune system, it was the COVID response either way. So that's true. Now, is it children that are vaccinated? Is it children that are vaccinated having these problems? Now, here's the other thing about this to me. You know, we do all this COVID testing. Of course, you're going to have high COVID numbers. Who knows if the test results are real or not? You could do that with any disease on the planet, I believe. I believe you could do that with any disease on the planet. You ramp up, you test everybody. Guess what? You're going to have a 500% increase of that disease just because you tested everybody. So they're testing these kids, but who knows if they always had the virus or it just shows up positive or so. So there's still kind of some gray area there to me. But what's clear is that kids are getting sicker than they ever have, and it is because of the pandemic response, either shutting kids into their houses for a year or forcing them to take the vaccine that kills their immune system. Kids infected with more viruses after lockdown due to weakened immune systems. Well, is it the weakened immune system because of the lockdown? Is it a weakened immune system because of the vaccine? But you know, here's kind of the I don't know if you would say scary, but the unknown factor here is that they made COVID-19 in a lab and they released it. So if they're willing to do that and lie about that and cover that up, what else are they up to? What else are they releasing that we don't know about? There's all kinds of unnatural, inorganic things that the globalists are doing to this planet right now that we don't even know about. Yeah, we know about they poison the water. Yeah, we know about they poison the air. Yeah, we know about they poison the vaccines. Yeah, we know about they make viruses in a lab and release them. What else are they doing that we don't know about? Yeah, the GMOs and the food. Yeah, okay. I mean, what else is going on? So stories like this that seem to kind of have the obvious answer, but maybe not so much, remind me that, you know, there's always something else going on that we probably don't even know about. There's all these globalist operations. Who knows what they're doing? Who knows how many viruses they've released? Who knows what's really going on at the southern border? It's like, yeah, we know what's going on. What's the story behind the story? Every state but Florida pre-ordered COVID-19 vaccines for kids under five. Good for Florida. So Florida won't be jabbing their kids to death, and they'll be the healthiest state. You watch. 40-year-old British Columbia man diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome is awarded compensation for vaccine injury. That's the same thing that happened to Justin Bieber, but perhaps a little variation of the same facial paralysis that happened to Justin Bieber. But he's not allowed to say it's the vaccine because he'll lose his record deal, I'm sure. So he just says, oh, maybe I'll be fine. I don't know. They hit you with the vaccine, Justin. And you know what, Justin? You have made so much money in your life, and you have a great wife. Just why don't you just do the right thing, Justin? Tell people it was the vaccine that caused you to not be able to perform again. Because what difference does it make with a record label if you can't perform?
Really? You're not able to perform.
What, millions of dollars? You've already got millions of dollars. So maybe there's something else there that we don't know, but, I mean, come on. Justin Bieber magically gets the second highest rate of vaccine side effect is Guillain-Barré syndrome, facial paralysis. Justin Bieber gets that, and it's not the vaccine. Give me a break. Give me a break. I feel bad for Justin Bieber. But Justin, you've got plenty of money. You don't need a record label. You've got a wife and everything. Just come out and tell the truth, man. Just tell the truth. MSN highlights survey showing severe COVID-19 rare in unvaccinated after months of safe and effective propaganda. Oh, that's right. Oh, but see, look, Justin Bieber's concerts forced you to get a vaccine to attend. How ironic.
And he ended up getting it.
But now you can't attend Justin Bieber concerts because of the vaccine.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
It is just a wild time to see reality for what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, cloud dough.
But no, back to this story. MSN highlights survey showing severe COVID-19 rare in unvaccinated after months of safe and effective propaganda. Yeah, so it's the vaccinated that are getting sick. It's the vaccinated that are getting really sick. It's the vaccinated that are getting sick multiple times. And it's the unvaccinated, rather non-vaccinated, that are not getting sick, not having severe effects, not being bedridden for a week, not needing to go to the hospital, still have an immune system, not having blood clots, not having facial paralysis. Sad but true, isn't it? It turned out the people that refused the vaccine were the smartest people on the planet. And you know, there's that meme. I don't know what you call it. I think there's actually a word for the actual structure of this intellectual hierarchy, where on the two ends, you have like the lowest level IQ and the highest level IQ. And they typically seem to be simpatico. They seem to be synced up. And then you have most of the people that are just on the average end of the IQ spectrum up here, and they're the most brainwashed. They're the ones that fall for all the propaganda, do whatever they're told. And then it's the highest IQ and the lowest IQ that seem to have the instincts to know when they're being attacked and to know when something is wrong. Those are the two groups that avoided the vaccine.
Yep.
And now they're the two groups that will inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth, as the Bible said. Now, I feel bad. I don't mean this to be ridiculing of people that have had the vaccine, that are tuned in. I don't want to scare you with all the side effects, but I just call it as it is, folks. That's what we do here at InfoWars.
Our show starts right now.
We have a mental health crisis in this country that is leading to so many of the other crises, including, sadly, some of these mass shootings, if not all of them. It's a mental health problem. So gun bills and restricting access to firearms and infringing on the Second Amendment is not going to help. And this is from the Texas Tribune. There's never, ever, ever enough in rural Texas. Millions of people in rural Texas who are vulnerable to higher rates of depression, anxiety, and suicide than their urban counterparts have only limited access to patchwork mental health services. Story headline. Uvalde was a mental health desert before a school shooting prompted Texas to respond with resources. After the May 24th school shooting, mental health help is now pouring into Uvalde, where a fourth of residents are uninsured and counseling options are few and far between. What is going on? Why do we have a mental health crisis? And why in children? You know, I could sit here and play the political game of left and right and blame blame games, which we'll do when it's appropriate and accurate. But this is, you know, this isn't a political partisan thing to me. This is just a nation problem thing. I don't even know what the source of this problem would be. I mean, I think there's sources all over the place, quite frankly. I think the most accurate description would not to be to find the source of the problem, but just to say this is a sign of a collapsing nation. This is the sign of a collapsing civilization. Right. When children are anxious, depressed, whatever, and they need mental help all day, they need a psychiatrist, they need a therapist, they need drugs. What is that? That's a new phenomenon. That's not normal. That's not traditional. That's never been seen before. No. This is a new thing. I don't think drugs are the answer. I don't think psychiatrists are the answer. No. I think getting back to life is the answer.
Right.
Now, maybe there's a problem with these school systems, public school systems built and treated like prisons.
That might have something to do with it, too.
Maybe there's something wrong with the 7 or 8 hour school day. I mean, this should not be happening. Maybe it's the violent video games, the violent movies. I'm not sitting here, that's what I'm saying. I'm not sitting here pointing fingers saying all the answers, but I mean, this is just to sit here and say, look at how sick our kids are. Look at how much mental health problems we have. Now, the one thing here could be it's just extremely exaggerated.
Yeah.
I do think there may be an aspect of that, just looking for anything and everything to publish a story about the Texas shooting. So they could drastically over exaggerate the problem, but there's no doubt there is a problem. I forget the story, but it was like 50% of college age males are on some form of antidepressants or SSRI drugs. I mean, that is just bombing our civilization with drug abuse. But oh, it's a prescription, so it's good for you. No, it's probably worse for you, actually.
Yeah, you do better.
So, but what's the answer? Oh, we just need more. We need more of this, more of that, more gun control, more health advocates, more mental health advocates, more people in school. It's like we just keep going farther and farther away from normal human life the more we try to respond to stuff like this, and it just makes it worse. Lawmakers introduce bill to tax assault weapons 1,000%. Oh, so only the rich can have guns. I see. That's what we want. Lawmaker introduces bill, it's a Democrat bill, of course, Don Beyer, to tax assault weapons 1,000%. That way only rich people can have guns. That's what the Democrat elitists are all about. Only rich people having guns. So that'll be them. They'll have guns. They'll have armed security. But they'll defund the police and disarm you. They just love you so much. These 27 Democrats voted against extra security for Supreme Court justices. This is one of the weirder things to me. Why are the Supreme Court justices' lives in danger? Because of Democrats and Democrat propaganda and Democrat hatred. And then Democrats, some of them vote to protect the Supreme Court justices that they put in harm. And then others don't vote to protect the Supreme Court justices that Democrats put in harm's way. And then the ones that do vote, they virtue signal like, look at how great I am. I voted to protect them. No, you're the one that put them in danger.
Prepare today.
If you take life, do you know what you give? I'll tell you one lie.
The third hour now. I plan on opening up the phone lines here shortly. And then Paul Joseph Watson hosting the fourth hour. Ladies and gentlemen, we have put together, we're very proud of this, an immune support formula package at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the video that we have here. And you know, the trend is to stop Asian hate, right? Everybody knows about the stop Asian hate trend that we've been seeing, except all of a sudden it went away because it wasn't being done by white people. And so all of a sudden the liberals and the media didn't care about stopping Asian hate anymore when they couldn't blame it on white people. But here's a nice fresh example of some of the Asian hate from a non-whitey. And boy, oh boy, is this one fun here. She's not so bright. She hates Asians. And here she is But we'll see if this one makes the Stop Asian Hate Brigade trend in clip six.
Hey, Orlando, Florida, I'd like you to meet someone.
You're a Chinese bitch, not me.
Okay, I got that camera. I got that camera calling me back.
Chinese bitch.
Okay, thank you.
You want me to spell it for you? You're a Chinese bitch.
Okay, thank you.
Please, what they gonna do? You're I said in front of them, you're a Chinese bitch. Now what?
We can trespass you. Okay, you're going on Facebook.
It is dumb to spew racial hate at someone who is recording you with their phone. But you know what's even dumber? To do that to someone as you're paying for your food and then wait around for the person you just insulted to make and give you your food, because that's what she did.
Take your ass back to your country, Ching Chong.
And you know what's even dumber than that?
Paying for your food with a debit card that not only has your name on it, it also has the name of your business.
So,
not the best move, Liz Knighton, owner of Body Beauty Bar in Orlando.
She also allegedly went home and then left two nasty reviews for the business, making up stories that didn't happen. So apparently she's fine with people going to, say, a business and writing bad reviews that never took place.
Although I can't imagine what further damage that could do. Her current Better Business Bureau rating is an F, including several very legitimate sounding complaints that were reported long before this video was made, including one claiming that she likes to take money and then not provide the services.
That's not great, Liz, but I can finish this on a positive note.
The place she was at, King Cajun Orlando Mills 50, looks absolutely amazing. Their food looks incredible.
And it looks like they're about to open an additional location in Daytona Beach. So I think the next time I'm in Orlando, I'm going to have to stop by and try them for myself. And I hope to not see you there, Liz.
You think that's going to make the old Stop Asian Hate theater? No, somehow I doubt it. Also, I'd be willing to make quite a significant bet that that lady is a Democrat.
Yeah, I think so.
I have a feeling I know what she would say if I asked her how she felt about Donald Trump. Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious, isn't it? Oh, liberals, they're everywhere, and their hatred just overwhelms them. Really just incredible stuff. Sad stuff, but there it is. Let me do this right now as well. Incredible footage of a police officer in Naperville. This is outside of Chicago. And guys, I'll pitch to the video here. But so this police officer is dealing with a traffic stop. The guy is delaying, and he's dealing with him for now more than 10 minutes. And he obviously called up a friend of his to, I guess, come assault the officer. And so here it is. Guy pulls up in a vehicle. Police, okay, what's going on? Guys, give me the audio here. Does this one have audio? Or I guess the doc cam doesn't have audio. We'll go to body cam. So he runs out. Oh, there it is. So he runs out to try to... Yeah, here's the body cam. Watch this. At this point, at the traffic stop, the officer's been on the scene with the driver for more than 11 minutes when a guy pulls up to try to hatchet him.
I just been attacked. I just shots fired. Shots fired.
All right. So there you go. There you see it. And I mean, obviously, folks, the problem here is the hatchet. I mean, that hatchet was out of control. I mean, that poor innocent man was taken advantage of by a radical hatchet. He comes out of the car. He's got his hatchet, and he tries to attack the police officer with it. And he doesn't make it more than three steps before the officer puts him down. Yeah, down goes the hatchet, man.
He has a right to do that, too.
Oh, I'm sure it's the hatchets to blame. We should probably ban hatchets.
Yeah. Might as well ban them
and, hatchets. And disarm police and ban hatchets.
Ban the police and
that's the answer here.
Too.
Pretty incredible stuff there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Pretty amazing stuff. Police officers are the ones that get attacked and demonized and everything. And look, I've had plenty of problems with cops over the years. I still have plenty of problems with bad cops. I have more of a problem, I think, with the law than I do individual police officers. But that's what police deal with all the time. And they just get hate, sadly, when they put those criminals down. It's what they do. All right, I'm going to give out the phone number now. We'll start aggregating calls. I'll probably take calls in the last two segments that I'm with you here today. I'm going to do a news blitz in the next segment. But anything I've covered so far today is fair game. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Anything we've covered so far today is fair game. I'm going to come back in the next segment. I'm going to do a news blitz, try to get the rest of this news off my desk, and then we will take phone calls until Paul Joseph Watson takes over. But of course, remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com is how everything we do here is possible, including the great crew. Star kidnaps teenager and vanishes. Authorities continue searching. I've covered this Ezra Miller story before. You know, they say you can't make it in Hollywood these days without being a liberal or a pedophile. Lucky for them, most of them are the same. You can knock both those birds out with each one. But now this guy, after allegedly abusing these teenage girls, now has kidnapped them and is missing. Man, that is some wacky, wild stuff there. I don't think he'll be playing Flash in the next...
Who listens to radio at night?
Constraints that COVID has played. Look, we have Warren Roth, we have COVID, which has really constraints that COVID has played. Look, we have Warren Roth, we have COVID, which has really constraints that COVID has played. Look, we have Warren Roth.
Jeez, another geriatric mushmouth, corrupt criminal Democrat, Nancy Pelosi. She can't even talk right. By the way, she's up there wearing a Ukrainian badge, wearing a Ukrainian bracelet, wearing Ukraine colors, and then she says the war in Iraq. She's gone. Why are we still dealing with these geriatric old criminal fools like Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden? Ugh. Oh, God. The day that we don't have to deal with these criminals anymore, the day this country rids itself of the Democrat Party, folks, we are going to see so much prosperity, such a boom of life and love and happiness and rejuvenation of the American way of life and just everything that comes with it. It's going to be awesome, man. We're going to do it. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be difficult. There's going to be a lot of crossroads and a lot of obstacles, but we're going to do it. I really believe so. I hope I'm alive to witness it, but we're going to defeat the evil globalists. We're going to defeat the corporate world government, and we're going to rid ourselves of the biggest scourge in the history of this nation, the Democrat Party. And we're going to start to see life and love and liberty and the pursuit of happiness and prosperity combined like we have never seen in this country. And it's going to be incredible. But we got to get those maggots. We have to get these maggots like Nancy Pelosi out of our way, who wears the Ukrainian colors and bracelet and lapel pin and then says it's the war in Iraq. Wow. All right. Let's do a news blitz here before we start to take phone calls. Joe Biden shatters all records of migrants entering the United States at open southern border. Yeah, it's 3 million a year now pouring in, and you're paying for all of it. Isn't that nice? Don't you love having a wide open border and getting replaced by people that come here for free the illegal way? Yeah. Mail-in ballots found scattered along local San Diego freeway. Oh, I'm sure nothing to find there.
Yeah, nothing.
A California man found several mail-in ballots on the freeway near San Diego last week. Just some boxes of mail-in ballots. I don't know, if somebody called the local Democrat Party, they may be missing some ballots. Hey, Democrats, we found your ballots, in case you're missing them. You know. Former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos says, I don't think the Department of Education should exist.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow.
Bow, queen. I love somebody that works for the government that has disdain for the government. That's the kind of government worker I like, one that has distrust and disdain even for the very government it works for, like Betsy DeVos. Too true, Betsy. The Department of Education shouldn't exist. I agree. I'd start to shut this government down quicker than you could even imagine. Oh boy, the left is really mad at Elon Musk. He voted for Myra Flores. He wants Ron DeSantis to run. So the left is just all up in a tizzy because they don't like him.